Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. While still in high school, Kia Wiki is making her voice heard in global discussions about climate policy and environmental sustainability. She was among a group of young people who made a historic kayak journey down the Klamath River, a 310-mile trip that made headlines all over the world. She also served as a delegate to the recent United Nations Climate Summit in Brazil. Wiki credits her Yurok and Maori relatives for instilling a passion for her natural surroundings. Her Yurok family includes environmental advocates and researchers who were instrumental in the decades-long push to remove four dams from the Klamath River. The kayak journey celebrated the newly free-flowing river and its importance to her people.
I was just grown up, you know, with it, and I always knew, like, I remember being so little and my grandma telling me, like, you know, there's so much salmon. There used to be so much salmon in the river. You could walk across it on the backs of them. And I was like, okay, that's not true. That's not what I'm seeing. That's not how I'm feeling. But I knew that, like, you know, that was once our reality. And then I was just kind of knew that there's this big event and that we would always be fighting for dam removal. And I definitely grew up, like, on the side of, like, on the side of the highway with a little sign that said, you know, dresses for our river. And so when those dams came down, it was such a surreal moment because I really, like, I don't know, I honestly, I guess I didn't really think it was gonna happen. I mean, I knew it was gonna happen, I knew it was possible, but to really, like, finally see those dams come down, it was so incredible. And I remember, like, going to my cousin's house and she was like, Kia, that last dam is down. And I was just like, oh my god. And I think I'd, like, I cried a little bit and I screamed and I yelled and it was just so beautiful.
Wiki says she had a number of spiritual experiences that connected her with the Klamath River over the years that culminated in the month-long kayak journey in the summer of 2025.
When I first did paddle treble waters in that summer of 23, that was kind of the first time I'd ever really swam in the Klamath because, you know, it was so dirty and it was something, and that's like, when dam removal started was that summer, so it was kind of already getting a little cleaner and a little more easier to swim in. And I remember just, like, being so happy and so overwhelmed. And also that whole 2 week, you know, where I, like, first learned to kayak was also just so fun and, like, really kind of a big turning point for me. And then right after that, those 2 weeks, I went back to Rekwa, where my family's from, at the mouth, and I just started bawling and crying, and my sister was like, are you okay? And I was like, I just love where I come from so much. And then that was just a really big thing for me. And, you know, kind of from that I was able to get a song, and that was just really important, was like rekindling that, my the connection to my river, and really truly forming a relationship was really special for me, and definitely, like, just changed how I look at the world and completely changed the things that I do.
Wiki has a knack for conveying her passion for the river and her people to others, a skill that serves her well as she recounts what those pursuits mean to her. That talent earned her an appearance on the Kelly Clarkson Talk Show, and she was featured in the Oregon Public Broadcasting documentary titled First Descent. She was also asked to be a delegate at the United Nations Annual Conference of Parties meeting in Brazil. Even though she is not yet old enough to vote, she feels a responsibility to show up and speak for those who are so often left out of important decisions.
A lot of the things that I do, especially when it comes to media and, like, you know, being on this and being on the Kelly Clarkson Show and speaking and going to the United Nations Climate Conference, it's all, I'm always doing it with people who I love so much and, you know, doing it with my family. But, you know, it's also so important to represent and, like, be an Indigenous person in these spaces that don't often see us or hear from us. And so while I feel it's, like, you know, it's a little scary to do those things, but I also think it's so important to represent and make sure that Indigenous peoples are heard. And that's what I care about most.
As for her future, Kia Wiki says she's still figuring that out, but she knows it will involve being outdoors and learning more about her natural environment. She says she hopes other Indigenous youth know that it's important to get involved in issues that they feel strongly about, because their stories are valuable. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.